Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We take your sources and pull out the most important insights. Today, we're really diving into something that honestly promises to radically transform how independent businesses operate.
Yeah, it's huge. For so many solopreneurs, the calendar often feels like, well, a constant uphill battle, right? Just back-to-back tasks, and then you're buried under all these admin to-dos.
Exactly.
So this deep dive is all about a new class of AI workflow tools. They're offering a totally different promise, scaling your business, but not by hiring more people. Instead, it's like having an intelligent, invisible army of AI assistants.
An invisible army. I like that. We're going to explore how you, listening right now, can become an AI workflow architect and maybe even build profitable microsaves in 2025 using platforms like, say, Gumloop. Mm-hmm. Our goal here is just to quickly unpack how this whole revolution empowers pretty much anyone, you know, regardless of your technical background, to automate, optimize, and really scale your operations.
Let's make it real, though.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with a common challenge. Think about a solo founder. Let's call him Daniel. He's a freelance digital marketer. His business was, well, that classic time for money exchange, which, you know, severely limited his growth.
Right. We've been there.
He was spending something like 10 hours a week, maybe more, just manually sifting through social media for ad copy ideas, analyzing sentiment, drafting creatives.
Yeah. Yeah. The grunt work. But what's truly fascinating here is Daniel's transformation. He found Gumloop. You should think of it like a visual drag and drop thing where you connect different AI services and tools together.
Okay, visually.
Exactly. And he visually chained AI models and APIs. APIs, just for context, they're like universal plugs letting different software talk.
Yeah.
So what once took Daniel 10 grueling hours was suddenly cut down to less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Generating competitor ad insights, fresh ad ideas. But here's the real kicker, the game changer. He packaged that super efficient workflow into a little micro tool and started selling it to other marketers who had the exact same pain point.
Wow. Okay, that's an incredible story for him. But what's the fundamental difference between what Daniel did there and the sort of traditional automation we might know, like an if-then thing?
Yeah, that's a really crucial distinction. We're moving from that old school rule-based automation where it's basically a fixed, if X happens, then do Y.
Right. Very rigid.
Very rigid. To these AI workflow micro tools that actually, you know, learn from experience and adapt. Traditional automation just breaks if conditions change slightly. But these new AI tools, they adapt. They don't just follow a script. They understand context. They can pivot. They're much more autonomous.
That sounds incredibly powerful. So what's actually powering this ability to learn and adapt? What's under the hood?
Well, it comes down to something we call agentic AI. Mm-hmm. Think of agentic AI not just as a tool doing one thing, but more like giving an intelligent assistant a complex goal.
A goal, okay.
And it figures out the multiple steps needed to get there, adjusting as it goes along. So for instance, a Gumloop lead qualifier agent might scan social media, apply sentiment filters, and alert sales all on its own.
Okay.
And this uses advanced machine learning, including something called reinforcement learning. That's basically how the AI learns from experience. It tries things, gets feedback, gets better over time.
Like practice makes perfect, but for AI.
Exactly. And sophisticated natural language processing, NLP, that's just how the AI understands and, you know, generates human language writing, ad copy, understanding emails, that sort of thing.
Okay, this is where it gets really compelling for me. The business model itself is shifting. You mentioned moving away from one big monolithic app. It sounds like software moving towards lots of little independent microservices.
Precisely.
So for solopreneurs, this means shifting from maybe offering one big complex service to building these focused independent microservice products.
Exactly right. And we've seen real world examples. There's a solo founder who built what they called an agent army using Gumloop. They created a whole suite of specialized micro tools for really niche tasks, competitor research, specific content creation, things like that.
An army of tools.
Yeah. And this super lean operation, basically one person, served over 4,000 customers. And get this, generated over $500,000 in monthly recurring revenue.
Wait, $500,000 a month from solo operation.
Yep. It completely shatters that traditional link between your team size and your revenue potential. Shows what's possible for just one person now.
Wow. That completely redefines scale. But okay, for someone listening, just starting out, it might sound almost too good to be true. What are some of the initial hurdles or maybe common mistakes people make trying to build their own agent army?
I'd say the biggest mistake is going too broad too fast. The absolute key is first finding an extremely niche audience, really specific.
Okay, niche down.
Way down, and then solve what we call a feature of a feature problem. Don't try to build a whole CRM system. Maybe you build an AI microtool that just automates the follow-up emails specifically for cold leads generated from LinkedIn, for instance. That's a feature of a feature. Very focused.
Got it. Super specific. And once you've got that niche idea, how do you actually sell it? What platform should you be looking at?
Well, for selling digital products generally, Gumroad is really easy to get started with. Simple interface. But it does charge a 10% transaction fee, which can add up.
Right, 10%.
Yeah. But for subscription-based microcess, which is often the model here, Lemon Squeezy really stands out. They act as what's called a merchant of record. Basically, they handle all the complex financial and legal stuff for your sales globally.
Oh, like taxes and currencies?
Exactly. Global tax compliance, different currencies, payment processing, even fraud detection. It takes a massive weight off your shoulders. It frees you up to just focus purely on building and marketing your actual product.
That sounds incredibly valuable for a solo operator.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, getting found. How do you make sure people discover your microtool?
Good question. You need to remember, Google's focus now is on people-first content. Content that's genuinely helpful, reliable, and shows expertise.
Helpful content.
So focus on building topical content pillars around your specific niche. Really own that topic and always try to understand search intent. Are users just looking for information right now, or are they actually ready to buy something? Knowing that helps you tailor your content perfectly.
Right. Meet them where they are.
Exactly. If we kind of connect all this to the bigger picture, these AI microtools, they're not just apps. They're genuine business multipliers. They turn manual, time-sucking work into automated, scalable systems that can literally run 24/7 for you.
So wrapping this up, what's the practical takeaway for you listening right now?
I mean, the opportunity is clearly wide open. Independent businesses can thrive in ways we really couldn't have imagined even just a few years back.
So the question becomes pretty simple. Are you just going to use these AI tools, or are you going to be the architect? Will you build the intelligent workflows that other people, other businesses come to depend on?
It's a big shift in thinking.
It really is. We definitely invite you to explore this further because, well, the future of solo entrepreneurship, it feels like it's already here.